Blog Talk Radio.
Good Friday morning. We have made it to the weekend. Jeff Fort's back in the Blog Talk Radio studios with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fame. And right off the top, I'm going to maybe step on a toe, maybe offend a few listeners, I don't want to say offend, but annoy a couple of listeners here. Does anybody really care about Duke, North Carolina anymore? Does really anyone outside of North Carolina, outside of the ACC, really care about Duke, North Carolina anymore? I watched last night's game. Last night's game wasn't good. It just wasn't good basketball. I feel like there are so many games, so many rivalries in sports that we watch because they're rivalries. We don't watch because, oh, these two teams are going to be, you know, top notch. Think of the games that you watch, even outside of college basketball. Think of games that you watch that you, at the end, aren't saying, you know, 99 times out of 100, you aren't saying, wow, that was great. Wow, I have to remember that game forever. The win last night, 86-78, but I could have easily turned this thing off. You think about all of the games, you think about all of the rivalries that sports are known for. And outside of one or two, there really haven't been any games that stick out to you. Army-Navy? Yeah, you watch it, but who cares? You know, if you have no tie to Army or Navy, I should say, you're just watching it to watch it. Same thing with, like I said, Duke, North Carolina. Same thing with a couple of teams in the NFL. Watching a game inside your division, Oakland and Denver. Yeah, you watch it. This year you watched it because it mattered. This year you watched it because it had playoff implications for the Chiefs. Yeah, so you watched it. But games that don't matter and you're still watching, you're just watching for the hoopla of it. You're just watching for the nostalgia of it, quite frankly. And I feel like this was another one. There's only one game in the NFL, and you know I'm not a huge NFL guy. Over the past year, and there's only one game, outside of Chiefs games that I try to watch, and that is when Baltimore takes on Indianapolis. I really enjoy that game. When Baltimore takes on Cleveland, used to be an interesting game. That used to be a fun game. And maybe the bigger one, maybe even more than Baltimore-Indianapolis, might be Baltimore and Pittsburgh. That one always seems to produce a decent game. But for the most part, they stink. They quite frankly just stink. And I think the exception to the rule in college sports is Michigan-Ohio State. I think everyone watches Michigan-Ohio State because that is a huge game. That, and it seems like every year it has some sort of implications on the bowls, on the playoff, on whatever you may be, it has implications in that top 25. But as far as college basketball, yeah, you have Duke, North Carolina. but outside of the state of North Carolina, do you really, really care? I don't think so. However, it was Duke getting the victory last night, 86-78. Three players in double figures for the Dukies. They were led by Grayson Allen, 25 points on 9 of 15 shooting, 7 of those coming from behind the arc. He actually fouls out early in this ball game and isn't able to get more points late in this ball game. He fouled out with, I believe, 4 minutes to go, so not able to put up some big points late in this game, but does handle 25 points overall. As we said, 7 of 12 shooting from three-point range, and this really was all Duke. Despite the score, this one, in the second half at least, was Duke all over North Carolina, and that's really kind of a shock depending on how you look at the rankings. And the rankings in college basketball are a whole nother argument that I don't even want to get into. They don't matter at all. But it was number 18 Duke getting the 86-78 victory in a game that, yeah, it was interesting, but who cares. Elsewhere in a top 25 matchup in the Pac-12, it was down to the wire between UCLA and Oregon. It was the Bruins coming away with the late rally and getting the victory, 86-79. UCLA at one point was down 9 points. They rally back and get some big shots down the stretch and get the victory, as we said, 82-79. This really early on was all Oregon. They had a 9 point lead at halftime, but UCLA would rally back and make this competitive. UCLA gets the victory, 82-79, Oregon just did not come out to play in that second half, outscored by 12. 19 points apiece from two excellent players. Dylan Brooks with 19 to lead the scorers for the Oregon Ducks. Also, Tyler Dorsey with 19 as well. And the sophomore guard, averaging only 12 points a game, gets 19 in this ballgame. However, a rough shooting night for Oregon in this ballgame, 29 of 69, and that was eventually their downfall, as UCLA would have 5 players in double figures, led by, surprise, surprise, Lonzo Ball. He put up some big numbers last night, 15, matching his average on the year. He does get 15 for the Bruins, 6 of 11 shooting, 3 of 7 from behind the arc. But UCLA does get the 82-79 victory over Oregon. So a little bit of an upset there. Number 10 taking down number 5. Big story in the Pac-12 over the evening last night came in Washington. Came with the Washington Huskies after a loss to Colorado on Thursday night. Malik Dime, a forward for the Washington Huskies, didn't like the way a student was speaking to him. And you know how college students are, runs at the mouth a little bit. Well, Malik Dime was upset after this loss and took it out on a student, just slapped him, just flat slapped him in the face. Washington coaches had to restrain Dime, and this was at halftime. this wasn't during the game. This wasn't after the game. This was at halftime. So things are going on in Washington that aren't exactly pretty. Lorenzo Romar, the head coach of Washington, did say, quote, "I'm aware of it. I don't know anything about the details, but I will look into it." Dime, who is he's from Senegal. He will be, he's actually not even playing right now, sitting out last night with his ninth consecutive game with a right pinky. So a broken right pinky, keeping this guy out, but you have to believe that cast might have hurt a little bit. And if Dime had any sort of intelligence at all, he would have hit him with that cast or that brace or whatever it may be. But again, just things falling apart in Washington as Malik Dime, who, as we said, sitting out already, but you have to believe he will sit out a couple more games after the injury. We may not see him again for quite some time. All right, let's take a look at what we have going on over the weekend in college hoops. First of all, in the Big 12, the complete rundown of the Big 12 schedule. It starts off with the Kansas State Wildcats. They open a matchup in Morgantown, West Virginia, against the number 13 West Virginia Mountaineers at 11 o'clock on ESPN. The Wildcats are going to have to be really good in this ball game. Not a whole lot of people escape Morgantown with a victory. So if the Cats are going to come away with this one, and we've already seen them shock the world. We've already seen them shock a top 10 team in Baylor last week. If they can pull it off again, if they can get the offense that they did last week against Baylor, they've got a chance in this ball game. But again, 11 o'clock start, ESPN, between the Wildcats and the Mountaineers. The Kansas Jayhawks have a 1 o'clock start. They take on Texas Tech. Frank Mason Jr. coming in with a vengeance in the last couple of games. He will try to exploit a couple of very good guards in Texas Tech. Keenan Evans averaging 15 points per game and a solid defender for Texas Tech. That looks to be a very good matchup. Frank Mason III against Keenan Evans. The guard play is going to be huge, as it always is with the Jayhawks. The guard play is going to be very, very important in this game against Texas Tech. The other game in the 1 o'clock spot is number 6 Baylor hosting TCU. This doesn't look like a huge challenge for the Baylor Bears, and you have to believe that they are still a little upset. You have to believe they are smarting from that loss to Kansas State last week. So they hope to take it out on TCU and Jamie Dixon's club. If they can, it may be a long, long day for the Horned Frogs. But again, that's a 1 o'clock start on ESPNU. The later games, 3 o'clock, it is Texas taking on Oklahoma State. That in Stillwater, 3 o'clock start on ESPN. Again, that doesn't look like it's going to be a huge contest. Oklahoma State coming off of that heartbreaker just a couple of days ago. They tried to get back on the track, and they look to do that against the Texas Tech club. And in the late game, this one is going to be a snoozer. Oklahoma taking on Iowa State in Ames. That looks like a runaway for the Cyclones. Oklahoma is just not good. They are just not good this year. We talked about that yesterday. They are just not a good basketball team this year, and they go into Ames and look for the Cyclones to put the beat down on the Sooners in that game. But it is a 5 o'clock start on ESPN2. Elsewhere in the top 25, one or two good matchups in the top 25, a 1:30 start on Fox between the Villanova Wildcats and Xavier. That is number 2 against number 24 from the Cintas Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. Again, 1:30 on Fox for that ball game. One more matchup in the WCC. It is number 1 Gonzaga taking on St. Mary's. St. Mary's coming off of a game where they just absolutely put the whooping on their opponent, kept them to only 9 points in the first quarter, the first half against San Diego last Saturday. So they hope to continue that role as they take on the Zags, but it's going to be a much tougher task against Mark Few's club. That is 7:15 start on ESPN from California, from the St. Mary's. So Gonzaga going on the road to test out their road skills before they head into WCC play, before they head into mid-February and into early March. This one is going to be an important one as they take on St. Mary's. But again, don't look for Gonzaga to really stumble in this ball game. I think last week's game for St. Mary's was a little bit of an aberration. The San Diego club isn't very good, but only 27 points in that ball game for San Diego. Only 9 in that first half. St. Mary's just put the whooping on them. Right now, 22-2, however, 12-1 in the WCC for St. Mary's. So this one may be a little bit closer than you may expect. It's a, I believe, 14-point spread in this ballgame, but don't look for that. Don't look for it to be that far apart. I think this game can be closer, but I still think the Gonzaga Bulldogs do pull away with this contest. All right, that's all I have for today. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.